Jesus, I want you to pray for this church. What a great resource you have. If you're from this church, and Dave, you're over there, who's from Shepparton Church? Be upstanding. I see Jesus coming around and putting a medal around each of your necks. And Dave, I see around you a gold medal, and on it is the King's head. And I feel like God says, you have served, you've honoured me well. And I see around this the gold medal that it's dented and knocks. I see God says, you have been faithful. And where people have tried to wrestle it, or people have tried to... Yeah, I see even like this has been trying to be pulled from you. God says, actually, Dave, you're my chosen one. And you've stuck through. There's fights with little F. You know, you've stuck through the rough and tumble of leadership. And I think God says, well done. God says, well done. But I see like coming on you, I see like a teaching gift and a grace. I just see a teaching grace on you, and I see that flowing out through the church, and a love for God's word. But I feel like God's saying he's looking for someone else in the team to bring some balance. And it's not just I'm an external process, and now I get myself in a whole heap of trouble. I don't mean your team is wrong, I don't mean it's imbalanced in any sense, but I feel like God wants to inject some. I feel like he wants to inject some ignition. I feel like he wants to inject a prophetic gift and a teaching gift. I honour that. I love the teaching gift. We love the teaching gift. But I feel like God wants to bring something into you that's going to cause like a... Well, remember, you're still wearing the medal. God has given you the medal to wear. But actually, he's going to bring some people alongside you that are like going to accelerate you. They're going to accelerate the work, and it's going to produce like a lava flow of ignition, a lava flow of lava, of God's pouring out. I feel like truth on fire. That's it. It's truth on fire. Okay? And I guess we're all part of this family of churches, word and spirit. We love both. And I know it's not one or the other. But I feel like God wants to have truth on fire in this church, in Shepparton. I feel almost like this is part of a school, and school would be teaching what they would perceive as educational truth, actually. But this place would be a place also of fire, a place set on fire. I kept hearing earlier like fire alarms going, I think. Okay. I kept hearing fire alarms because I felt God saying, actually, I want there to be a fire in the boiler room of this church. And so in all that, I trust you don't know me, and I love you guys, I honour you guys. And so there's no sense of any criticism, no sense that your empathy is really high in my thing. And so and then I think, have I communicated that effectively? So, just that it's no sense of criticism that you're not doing it right or anything like that. But I see like God wants to set truth on fire. The fire alarm's going to go, and there's the temperature's rising. And because truth with fire is dynamic. Jesus was anointed with the word and the spirit. Now, he was a man. He says, it says of him, he will baptize you with the spirit and with fire. Okay, there was like, whoosh. Okay, I chucked some petrol on the bonfire the other night. I told my kids not to, but then I did. I nearly took my eyebrows off. Okay? We had the fire, the wood, but when you put petrol on it, up it went. And I felt, God, would you launch, Father, would you set Shepparton Church ablaze? Lord, thank you. Father, thank you for all the work that's gone on. Lord, thank you for all the dreams and the prayers and the vision that have gone into this place. Lord, we say, fill it, Lord God, with a burning bonfire, Lord, of your presence. Lord, come and rest on, Lord, every word that's spoken and preached. Lord, thank you for truth. God, we honour, Father, there's such a thing that you're a God of truth. Lord, not wishy-washiness. But Lord, set that truth on fire. Come and anoint. Lord, I pray for Dave and his teaching, preaching team. Lord, anoint them. Lord, I pray for prophetic fire. fire, Lord, that will bring breakthrough and acceleration. Father, we pray for the communities, dozens of communities around here, Father, that are, Lord, would come and see somebody burning, as Wesley says. I think, Lord, set people on fire. I feel like there's a Y junction, and Jesus says either way is good. I feel like just the church being led, you think, okay, should we do this? And I sense Jesus saying either one is fine, but one's going to lead to fire and one's safe. And Jesus says, I'll bless you either one. But almost like, okay, church, do you want it? Church, do you want it? And okay, you weigh all this, you know that, and you chew it over and think, well, now what's Adrian on about? Is this him speaking or God speaking? So I feel like God says, do you want the way of safety or the way of fire? Yeah, and on this, it'll hang the history of the church. You can become a safe, good church in Shepparton. Or you can become a fire church in Shepparton. I love you. I love what Chris brought. I love and all that was laid in many, many years. Jesus, let your grace. I feel like it's a moment of decision coming up for the church. And Jesus says, I'll bless you, whatever. One way is safe, one way is fire. Jesus, I feel like there's a call to nations, you see, also from this church. I feel like there should be. I feel like there should be people going and coming. I feel like some nations to be affected. It's like there's a whole box of a suitcase to be unpacked of nations, like some cold winter clothes, like woolly clothes. I feel like God wants you to connect you. I don't know, Russia, I don't know. Somewhere that's cold. God wants there's more connection to come. Jesus, it's like the whole world, the whole globe. I'm not sure what I was going to say then, but just the whole thing beginning to get momentum, whole sense of life. Just want, there's nations, and play Africa too, or is it Africa or India? I don't know. Okay, both. I just feel like that you need a bigger suitcase, and Dave, there's some travelling, and you've got some stuff to be doing and moving around. And that's why you need this team. There's a team adjustment for you, Dave, because actually you need to be going out, because there's stuff that you've learned that God says, I want you to help apply elsewhere. And you have good guys who can be carrying the weight back here. But it's like it's going to come out of a time of getting caught and getting ignition for yourself. And it was like sabbatical or just time away, just finding space with God is going to catch you alight with something new. You're going to see some truth, and it's going to ignite a whole fresh ministry. Jesus, let your hand bless. Wow. Feels like sort of church thing. Wow, I want to be part of this. Jesus, let your grace be on them. Lord Jesus, we bless, Lord, what you're doing. Shepparton Church, well done. Jesus, anything you want to add? Sorry.
That's it. Oh, that's better.
Oh, there you are.
Power. The minute you say Shepparton, I think Shepparton Studios, being an outsider to the area. So I quickly Googled it, because I felt God say, look it up. So this is exactly the first thing I read, and then I'm going to just kind of say something out of this. It says here, sorry, in my glasses, Shepparton Studios is a film studio located in Shepparton, Surrey, that's clever, isn't it, England, with a history dating back to 1931. It is now part of the Pinewood Studio Group, I didn't know that. During its early existence, the studio was branded as Sound City. And it was that got my attention.
Yeah, that's right.
Sound City.
Yeah.
And God wants to bring a new sound out of Shepparton. Out of you as a church, there's a new sound coming, okay? And I'm thinking, what is that sound, Lord? I think there's a new sound of joy coming out of you. I feel, you know, even with what Adrian has said about the fire, you know, I feel there's a new, God wants to bring a new joy to you, a new joy into your life, a new joy into the heart of the church. So I feel there's a sound of joy coming, but there's also a new sound of the gospel that's going to ring out from you. And you guys have got to make some noise, because you are Sound City. Okay, I'm renaming you tonight. You're Sound City. You don't have to adopt that. But do you know what I mean? It's a great phrase. It is something in your, sometimes God does something in your kind of local heritage that he brings out into the church. And I think there's a new sound coming. So why don't you hold out your hands to God, because I'm going to pray over you right now. And you do this by faith. You get hold of it by faith. And you say, Lord, I just get hold of this word and I take it by faith and I receive it. Father, we thank you that we have a voice. We have a voice. We have a noise. We have a message to ring out into our nation. A message of the gospel. A message of hope and joy. A message of freedom. A message of liberty for the release of the captives. And I pray, Lord, for this church in Shepparton. I pray they will be Sound City. I pray, Lord, a sound will come out of this church, a new sound that will echo around their neighborhood, a new sound of the gospel, a new sound of, had you heard? Have you been to that church? Have you seen what's going on? Have you seen the joy? Have you seen the life in them? Lord, I pray for this life of God to come again, this joy of the Spirit to come again upon this church. I pray they will have a voice into their community and a voice into the nations, Lord. I pray there will be a church that you cannot shut up. You can't push them down. You can't keep them quiet. They're just going to make a wonderful, glorious sound for Jesus. We just pray it over them now. I pray it over. I declare Sound City over you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well done, Rodney. It's great. Yeah, just. Okay. I was going to pick this.
No, I'm going to pick these two girls here.
Okay.
I saw over, I think actually, God would say you two are butterflies. And people think, oh, butterflies, they just flit here and there. And almost like, well, they're here 1 minute and gone the next. And God says, that's exactly what he wants you to be and who he wants you to be. I just saw that actually you, there's like glitter on your wings. You are very glittery butterflies. And I feel God saying to you, flit. He wants you to take what you have done, what he's done in you, the changes he's made in you. I feel God saying, actually, take that, spread your wings, and flit here and there. Have permission to go and, if you like, drop a bit of glitter here and then move on to the next bit and drop a bit more glitter and move on to the next. Don't feel you've got to stay. I feel God saying, actually, you are butterflies and I want you to flit here, there and everywhere and drop the goodness that he's done put in you all over the place.
You had any sense of what that flitting... Are you okay with that? I'm just wondering what would it mean, flitting...
I think it's in the sense of sharing who you are, sharing what God has done in you as individuals. But it's just that I just saw, in the sense that you are young, and sometimes people assume in the one sense you've got to be really, been a Christian for years and years to be able to make a difference and change things. And I feel God saying, it's because you are young, you will make a difference. You will actually... people will see you and be attracted, like we're attracted to butterflies, because you are young women, and you will draw other young women to hearing what God is doing, has done on you, because you are young women. You will draw those young women.
Okay, the guy next in the Reebok, I feel like, can you come here? What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, you'll be glad you came this evening, aren't you? Really glad. Come up here. Have a look at folks. I feel like God's call for you is actually to to learn how to stand here, to be discipled and be shaped so that you can stand here too and unpack some of who he is. I feel like God wants to take you on a training program. I feel like God wants to be working in your life, and he has and is calling you and drawing you, but there's something about you coming to the front, and there's something about even the way people responded to you that actually that is a shape for you to grow into, that God wants you to find freedom to communicate him. And that doesn't necessarily mean full time, it doesn't necessarily mean eldership, but that just that God will grow you to communicate his good news. It might mean those things. It could mean all sorts of shapes, but it's like a communication of you at the front to people. I don't know whether it's career choices, all sorts of different things, plans, but it's like there's stuff in God's word that you'll be able to unpack. And so I'd encourage you to be reading God's word, letting it enrich your life, asking for people, hey, can you shape me? I feel like I should just get used and comfortable to standing here and, you know, weigh this with other guys, but he's a good guy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you're a person of influence. So you're a person who brings influence, and influencers take initiative. They serve and all the rest, but actually look for initiative, look for influence that you can bring around you outside church, but also in church, to see like there's leadership, it's a leadership grace on you, and your feet are not too sometimes we can think, oh, I shouldn't aspire to leadership, and that's alright for others. Actually no, Jesus, or the Bible says it's a good thing, and so I want to encourage you to aspire for leadership. Aspire to lead, and there's a million and one ways to lead, but aspire it, because God needs, the world needs godly leaders. And so I want to encourage you, just feel like in the boots that you've got, they're good boots. This is not a comment on your shoe, but I feel like it's I feel like it's time to get bigger shoes, okay? I feel like it's time to get, sometimes we criticize, We comment people, oh, they're too big for their boots. Yeah, you've heard of that phrase, they're too big, i.e. they're a bit up themselves, they're a bit a bit puffed up. But I feel like God says, I want you to get bigger boots so that you can feel them. So he's giving you the boots and you can feel them, and chat it through. Wait, I feel like God wants to grow you. I feel like God wants to grow you, and he'll look after you, a bit like David, King David, or he's a shepherd David, and he's last to be chosen. But God says, I'm going to accelerate you way past your brothers. There's an invitation by him to accelerate you, and part of that is publicity is the wrong word, profile, that's the right word. So I think guard yourself, guard your heart, because profile can be lost in a moment, but God is giving you, and work it out. Bless you. Do you want to? Great, leave him there. He says, "Are we right for time?"
You said he's got
what
to get used
bedtime
to it.
Bedtime in Shepparton. About now.
Okay, it was Josh, was it? Yeah, Josh. You're wearing a branded T-shirt. Sorry, have I stolen your word? Okay, that's good, because sometimes people get the same word. It's because that's what heaven is saying over somebody, yeah. And you can pick up the same word, and it's a confirmation. So Clinton will give you the same word in a minute. But you're wearing this branded T-shirt, and I think you're a guy who cares about brand, and actually God's going to imprint the brand of Jesus in your heart, and you are going to get so sold out for Jesus. You know, I'm not saying you're going to go around wearing loads of Jesus T-shirts and all that. I don't know how that's going to work itself out, but it's just going to be, you are just going to be so sold out for Jesus. So, Clinton, do you want to?
That's what drew me immediately. I saw you earlier, and I saw the name Reebok across your shirt. And that is it's a brand name, and brand names stand out. So you'll stand out for God. You're wearing a brand name, and God will make you stand out. I saw you standing out amongst the whole crowd. I could see you standing. And I think it's very pertinent to say about your shoes. Reebok is a brand name for shoes. So it's about making you wear bigger shoes and standing strong. And the name Joshua came to me immediately. Who was Joshua? Joshua dared to cross over and try something new, a new challenge, a new thing. So your name is... Can we pray for you?
So just all the 20s at Shepparton, I just saw... in that when Moses was asked to throw the staff down, that was really easy because it turned into a serpent and it felt really cool. And then he said, pick the serpent up, which I know is funny. I always think, oh, great, I'll do the staff bit. I felt as if God would say to you, leadership is doing the hard thing, and it's time to do the hard thing, and that step into responsibility, to look at some of the tasks that are going on that God's put before you, to not shirk from it, and to grasp it, to grasp the snake. So it's really for Shepparton to 20s, 30s, there are opportunities that God has put before you, and for that crossing the roads to happen, to walk into the fire way, you have to grasp some of the snakes that he's put before you in terms of tasks. That means getting your hands dirty, taking on some responsibility, feeling the pain of that, and walking into all God's got for you.